Hello, everybody, and happy Friday evening to all you fine folks out there watching on Bally Live, MLB TV, and MILB TV. That's a look at Clover Park in overcast Port St. Lucie, Florida, which is site of tonight's Florida State League ball game between the homestanding St. Lucie Mets and the visiting Palm Beach Cardinals, who are the single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Tonight, we have game four of a six-game series for you, with the first pitch coming up at 6:10 p.m. Eastern Time. We welcome you now to the broadcast booth, Adam McDonald, Drake Gricker. Thank you so much for making the Mets and Cardinals part of your Friday. Hope it's a good one for you. Jake, this series has not gone according to plan for the Mets. They have dropped the first three. Palm Beach comes in here as the best team in the Florida State League. They have shown it, but it's been a very intriguing series as we all have these new draft picks here, and the Mets have hung in there, and a lot of guys have done well.
Absolutely. There's been some great talent in these games. The Mets have hung around, and hey, just to be able to say that against one of the best teams in the Florida State League, if not the best team, is a very positive sign. And there's just a couple little things that they need to clean up, play a little more consistent game, and there is no reason that they cannot get a win against this Palm Beach team. But excited again to see those draft picks out there again today, and hopefully it can make another big impact for the Mets.
One of those draft picks who has been playing well the past few games here at Clover Park is Nick Roselli. He was the 11th round pick by the Mets out of the University of Binghamton up in New York, right there where the Rumble Ponies are. Grew up a big Mets fan. He had two hits yesterday. He's got three in the series, and earlier today, Jake caught up with Nick.
And we thank Mr. Roselli for taking time out of his busy day to speak with Jake for the pregame show. If you missed that, if you want to see it again, Jake posted it on our YouTube channel. So check it out at St. Lucie Mets on YouTube. Umpires for today's game, Austin Matchick, the plate umpire, Tyler Vandewater, the base umpire. Austin will be calling his own balls and strikes. We do have the return of the challenge system. Teams can challenge three times apiece. You win a challenge, you keep it, kind of like the NFL challenge system to an extent. Mets come into today's ball game with a 17-32 record in the second half. Overall, the Mets are 39-76, trying to make sure they don't finish with as many losses as last year's record-setting team. We'll see. They got to go about 500 the rest of the way. It's doable. Palm Beach, after winning the first half, is 35-14 in the second half. Cardinals 72-43, can get to a whopping 30 games over 500 with the win today, speeding towards an 80-win season, which is very impressive in single A. They about have the second half wrapped up. That means it's between Daytona and Jupiter for the wild card. Daytona currently has a 4.5 game lead in that race. Over in the West Division, Lakeland has the best record in the West at 70-44, but 3 games behind Fort Myers in the second half. Fort Myers 30-17, Lakeland 28-21. First half champ Clearwater now below 500 overall, but safely in the playoffs. Clearwater in the second half 14-35. Pitching matchup today features two familiar faces for both teams. Franklin Gomez, the 19-year-old from Venezuela, gets the start for St. Lucie. This will be his 21st game with the Mets this year and his 15th start. He will be opposed by Chen-Wei Lin, a 22-year-old from Taiwan who's making his 20th start this season for the Cardinals. He's got exactly 100 innings under his belt and 104 strikeouts. He's 3-0 in 3 games against St. Lucie this year.
Big key for Franklin Gomez today is going to be throwing strikes. It's been the one big thing the Mets have not done well this week. Throw those pitches over the plate. And for Chen-Wei Lin, Mets need to get him quick. He's been excellent in the month of August with a 1 ERA so far this month.
Franklin Gomez leading the charge. Here come the rest of the Mets behind him. Starters taking the field. Everybody else trickling out for the national anthem, which is upon us. Melanie Larson singing the honors tonight. For that, we send it down to the field.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we ask that you please rise for the singing of our national anthem. Tonight's national anthem will be performed by Melanie Larson.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the
And with that, it's go time for the Mets and the Cardinals, who are meeting for the 22nd of their 24 scheduled games this season. Tonight, the fourth game of a 6-game series at Clover Park. Cardinals lead the current series 3-0. They lead the season series 16-5. That includes an 8-1 mark here in Port St. Lucie. Starting pitcher for the Mets is Franklin Gomez. The Mets have taken it easy with them after a short IL stint at the end of July. Tired arm. He's only pitched 4 1/3 innings in his 3 games in August. Last time out, August 17th at Daytona, scuffled with 3 walks and 2 hits and 4 runs in an inning and a third. He'll look to turn it around here tonight. As for the Mets defense, Jake will spin you around the diamond.
Starting in the outfield for St. Lucie, it's Jacoby Long in left, Eli Serrano in center, Carson Bench in right, and then on the infield from third to first, it's Colin Houck, Jet Williams making another rehab appearance, A.J. Ewing, and Ronald Hernandez. And your battery is Franklin Gomez and Vincent Perrozzo catching behind the plate.
Starting lineup for the visiting Cardinals, Christian Martin, who has made it on base all but 2 times in this series, will lead off and play second on 5 out of 6 times last night. Aniello Encarnacion bats second. He's at short. No J.J. Weatherholt today. Joshua Baez hits third. He's the DH. Jose Suarez has had a big series with 2 home runs. Bats cleanup. Josh Cross at first base. Cordoba been around all season, hits 60s and left. Sammy Hernandez, a top 30 Cardinals prospect, 7th. Lisandro Espinosa hit the game-tying home run in the 5th yesterday. He hits 8th, and John Gasdar rounds out the order for Palm Beach. Gasdar from Fremont, California, 11th round pick out of Austin Peay. And we're ready for baseball on an overcast but dry and humid Friday night in Port St. Lucie. Well, we could be heading for a third straight on time start. Jake, no, we're not going to make it. First pitch, a bunt try, missed, strike one on Martin. First pitch, 111. It is 80 degrees and overcast at the ballpark tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one.
Oh, Adam, we were so close. Almost had three in a row.
Now, there was a slight pause before we started. Gomez was looking around, and man, those extra seconds cost us that third straight on-time start. Fastball in for a strike. One and two on Martin, who yesterday a terror. He walked three times, singled, and doubled. Finally struck out in the ninth inning. 1-2 pitch, hits it right back to Gomez. Nice lunging play by Franklin to retire Martin. I'm not sure if that gets by him. The Mets record an out.
Well, that's a big play for two reasons. One, the Mets have struggled to get Martin out when he's been at the plate. And number two, Gomez is coming down that hill off the pitcher's mound and picking up speed. He kept his balance, though, and made a nice throw to first.
Saw the punch in the mitt for Franklin. He was fired up to make that play. And looking at Williams and Ewing, they were not going to get there. So it was do or die. Now Encarnacion is quickly in an 0-2 hole. And time is called. Encarnacion using his timeout. Came in yesterday. It's a pinch hitter for Weatherholt. Grounded out. Finished the game at short. Now Weatherholt sits again. Or sits for the first time in the series. Saw him before the game. Everything appeared to be fine. One, two. Change up, miss low. Gomez, not a guy who's going to overpower anybody. He's going to top out around 90-91. Has a good pitch mix. That fastball missed at 90 and from 0-2 to 3-2. Payoff pitch, and Encarnacion takes it inside for ball four. And that has to be frustrating for Franklin after getting ahead. Nothing in two, and then missing four times in a row. That's walked 11 yesterday. Don't want to go down that road again.
I'm sure that's one he wants back, especially when you're ahead 0-2. Really have a good opportunity to get that batter out. But just lost his release point a little bit there. See how he bounces back here against Baez.
Baez activated from the TI list earlier this week. Just in time to start this series, takes a pitch in the dirt. Five in a row have missed now. Baez has had a good series. Started slowly, but coming on, he is 3-for-8 with a double and four walks. 6.15 on base percentage. And all those numbers you see are from this week alone. Two balls and no strikes. Six straight misfires. Breaking ball grounded deep to third. That's foul. No play for Colin Houck. Crowd still filing in here. Rained all around Port St. Lucie and the Treasure Coast today, but my knowledge, not many drops here at Clover Park. A very pleasant evening for a game, but perhaps some people in the rain stayed away. 2-1 pitch is a rocket to right field. Baez watching that one fall just foul. No play for Benj in the corner.
You never want to come to a baseball game and have to deal with the rain, the bad weather, but I mean, we've been so lucky here at Clover Park. It's always been a beautiful day for baseball.
Might as well use the timeout. Kids run the bases after today's game. Second to last time for that, 2024. Gomez taking a long look in. Pitch clock under four. Inside, another full count.
The other nice thing about today's game is that, you know, normally at the start of these games, the sun is still out in full force and it's hot. It's scoreboard temperature at 80 degrees right now.
Throw goes to first, checking in on Encarnacion. It was in the mid-90s earlier today, but once the rain started to move in around the area, it dropped to 78. The team was able to do the batting practice in fields all the way through. Good conditions. 3-2 pitch. Runner does not go. Doesn't matter. It's a walk. So back-to-back walks with one out in the first. Gomez, who struggled with the walks last time, three walks in an inning and a third up in Daytona, scuffling again with the free passes to start this game. And walks, not really a major issue for him this season. But again, coming off the IL, tired arm, he's pitched more innings this year than he ever has in his career. Maybe just the sign of wearing down in a long season for a youngster, as he misses with another to Suarez.
Well, we've seen this story before for the Mets, especially in the first inning. They were able to get a quick inning when Joel Diaz was on the mound. But other than that, they've had a lot of issues in the first inning, and it's been the consistent back-to-back walks.
Suarez fouls one straight back. He has been a lethal hitter this week at Clover Park, hitting two home runs, plus three singles. Did not start on Tuesday in the opener, but came in off the bench and singled a homer in that 5-3 Cardinals win. And the go-ahead home run on Wednesday afternoon. A 1-1 pitch is fouled back. Gomez has now gotten to two strikes on all the hitters. Can he polish Suarez off?
If I'm Franklin right now, I really want to pound the lower part of the strike zone, try and induce that ground ball double play.
Struck him out on the breaking ball. That's Suarez lunging across the plate. Much needed strikeout for Gomez. Two down in the inning.
Well, not a double play ball, but just as good of a result. Nice pitch by Gomez. Just kind of pushes that one outside, gets a swing and a miss, and now just one out to get out of the inning.
Appeared to be a changeup that did the trick. Now Josh Cross shoots one foul over by his own dugout for strike one. Cross got his first start in the series yesterday, went 1-for-4, a double walk and an RBI. Quiet start to his pro career. Cross from Savannah, Georgia, sixth-round pick out of Eastern Michigan. Fouls another back, and now Franklin Gomez, after walking back-to-back hitters, is starting to pummel the strike zone. Good sign. Aiming for a scoreless top of the first. Set for the 0-2 and missed with the changeup low. Double steal. Ball is fouled away right side. Both Encarnacion and Baez jumped on the pitch. We'll have to go back. Perhaps lulling the Mets into a false sense of security there. Not much happening. Another 1-2 cross, grounds another ball foul off to the left. Cameraman Ray, an interested observer down there. I thought he was going to reach over.
He just watched it go by, though. Well, these are the tough at-bats. When you got two outs, two runners on, trying to end the inning, but the batter is just fouling off these pitches. Have to keep hitting that strike zone.
Now, this is a 25-pitch first inning. A 1-2 missed away. Two balls and two strikes. And we can't see, but I believe there is some movement in the Mets' bullpen. Two to cross, and he will take the breaking ball down and in. So another batter that Gomez jumps right in front of. 0-2, but now has battled back for a full count. Encarnacion and Baez will be on the move on the pitch. This is the 28th pitch of the inning. Cross will take it for a ball. We will have a challenge by Perozzo, and that is going to be ball four. Well, hard to fault the Mets catcher trying to end this inning. Loses the first challenge. That's about as good of a challenge as you will lose. You needed to do it. It was close. Trying to end this, save your pitcher, save the inning. This didn't work out. So the Mets will then be down to two challenges the rest of the game. Jake will tell us how close it was momentarily, but we will have a mound visit from Jordan Krause. So Gomez, again, he's had no problem getting to two strikes on guys, but as difficult time finishing them off, and this is something we saw from the Cardinals the prior series when they were in town in late July, just no easy at-bats. What they did yesterday in consecutive pitches in the first inning, hitting a double play and a flyout, that was very uncharacteristic of them. They had more of a plan to battle here in the first inning today.
Looking at the pitch that was challenged by Perozzo, it was a full ball out, but I really don't blame Perozzo for trying it, because as you mentioned, Adam, it's you're trying to save your pitcher from another walk, letting the bases be loaded. There is an arm in that St. Lucie bullpen, which we can just see past the Budweiser Terrace. But, of course, the Mets want Gomez to try and get this last out so they don't have to burn an arm early.
Jose Cordoba is the batter with the bases loaded and two outs, still scoreless, and Cordoba fouls the first pitch back. So for all the frustration here for Gomez with the three walks, he is still just a good pitch away from posting a zero. Cordoba flies it into center field. Serrano running in, makes the catch, and the inning is over. Side retired. It was not efficient, but it was scoreless. Go back to that first out that Gomez got off that comebacker. That was a key play in that inning. He strands three walks. Chen-Wei Lin has enjoyed a very fine season with the Palm Beach Cardinals, and he has really done a great job against the Mets. In his three starts against St. Lucie, he is 3-0 with a 0.53 ERA. He's only allowed five hits and two walks in 17 innings against the Mets with 21 strikeouts. So with some new-look players in the lineup, can the result be different for St. Lucie? Here is that said lineup. Marco Vargas is going to lead it off in DH. First-round draft pick Carson Bench bats second. Jet Williams continues his rehab assignment. Mets number two overall prospect. Ronald Hernandez, the cleanup hitter. Houck back in the lineup after coming out late on Wednesday. Serrano, Ewing, Long, and Perozzo round out the Mets order. Keep an eye on A.J. Ewing down there, 5-for-10 in the series. First pitch swinging. Vargas fouls it away left side. Heads up down there. Look out, Sammy. Everybody's okay. Marco yesterday 1-for-4 with the walk and a single from the leadoff spot. Lynn with the fastball at 94 for a strike. Lynn, really good fastball previous games against the Mets. 99 miles an hour in first innings. Usually drops significantly to the 94-93 range after that, but still very effective. And this is with the changeup here. Nice clutch on a Friday night. Those kids going to stick around and run the bases after the game? Hope so. That pitch spiked to the backstop.
Running the bases is very, very popular. There's always been a good amount of kids every time we've had it here at Clover Park. They do enjoy it. It's a fun thing to do.
You going to run the bases after the game, Jake?
I am not.
Swing and a miss on a nasty changeup. And Vargas strikes out. Lynn begins his day with the strikeout. Lynn signed with the Cardinals on July 3rd of last year for $500,000, making the organization's first player out of Taipei in its history. He reported right to Palm Beach and made his Cardinals debut here at Clover Park. This ball is fouled away. He's still here over a year later, pitching as well as ever. It's one thing we've noticed about the Cardinals this year. They have not moved very many of their starting pitchers. It seems like we've seen these guys all season. Benj fouls one away to the left. Nothing in two. Benj had his first off game yesterday, went 0 for 5 with 3 strikeouts. Saw the end of his 3-game hit streak to start his pro career.
Well, those things are going to happen sometimes in the game of baseball. You play so many games. The key is how can you bounce back and learn from those mistakes.
Slider down, 1-2.
And things not getting any easier for him as he faces off against Lynn, who is, as we mentioned earlier, dominated against the St. Lucie Mets. At the 1 ERA in August right now in his games against St. Lucie, and he's got a sub-1 ERA.
One-two pitch. Benj will swing and miss on the breaking ball. Back-to-back strikeouts for Lynn to start his night. And now Jet Williams will get his crack at Lynn. That's just a devastating pitch. Now Jet 1-for-3 in his first rehab game on Wednesday afternoon. Had yesterday off. Back in the lineup today. Takes a changeup high. Jet had a couple of very nice plays defensively. Also stole a base, so kind of ran the gamut on Wednesday. Good to get him back into game action. 1-0 pitch is high and away. Williams was the Mets' number one prospect coming into the season, but spent a lost season with the injured wrist. And Brandon Sproat, last year's second-round pick, now the Mets' number one prospect. Jet slots the 2. Williams pops this one up right side towards the first baseman cross and foul ground makes the play. And it's a 1-2-3 start for Chen Wei Lin. 2 strikeouts and the foul out of Jet Williams. We'll go to the second. No score here at Clover Park.
Time for our three keys to the game. Number one, less walks and errors. 11 walks and 2 errors have helped Palm Beach score 4 unearned runs. Number two, win the middle innings. The Mets outscored 29-2 in innings 4-6 in their last 9 home games. And number three, don't let the offense dry up. The Mets have scored 8 runs in the first 3 innings of games this week, but have only scored 2 runs in innings 4-9.
And one of the themes of the week of the Mets, they've hung in there, been competitive, and then it kind of gets away 5th inning and beyond. Sammy Hernandez takes a strike. This is a scoreless game, but Jake, it almost doesn't feel like it. After somehow Franklin Gomez navigated that top of the first scoreless at 30 pitches as this ball's whacked into left field by Hernandez. He will have a base hit long and a hold him to a single. Good throw by Jacoby. One thing we've seen from these new Mets players, could be Long or Serrano or Benj, they can really wing it from the outfield. Prevented a possible double. But and the Mets go down 1-2-3 easily against Lynn. So it feels like it's the Cardinals in front right now. But the Mets, nope. Got through the first. Let's see if Gomez can get through the second. Here's a line drive. What a snag by Ewing. And a good read by Hernandez, not to get too far off of first base, but A.J. saves it to the outfield.
A lot happening here quickly or early for the Mets. A nice throw from Long to hold Hernandez, and then this play by Ewing. Fantastic job to get up there quickly and make that catch and hold on to it as you come back down.
A jam shot off the bat of Espinoza, who homered yesterday to tie the game. There's a swing and a miss from the 9-hitter, John Gazdar. So a couple of early swings by the Cardinals against a pitcher who struggled to throw strikes in the first inning. You know, I say struggle to throw strikes. He walked 3, but he threw more strikes than balls. He kept getting to full counts, and batters just kept fouling pitches off until they eventually drew the free pass. So it wasn't like the command was totally gone. Gazdar takes this pitch inside. 2 balls and a strike. Gazdar in his second game of the week. Went 0-for-4 in his first. He drives this ball in the deep left field, and Gazdar hits one off the middle of the wall. Runner going to third will stop there. It's a double for Gazdar. Double. Hernandez halts at third base. That one just below the screen in front of the Mets' view from the dugout. Gazdar hitless no more in the series.
I got a good pitch to hit and just drove it. Thankfully for the Mets, it did not get out of the ballpark, stays in, and Long's great arm helped keep the runner at third base. No chance of sending him home.
Gazdar had started his pro career 2-for-27. I'm sure that felt good. Would have been a home run in Daytona. Not in Daytona, are we?
We are not.
Mets did well in Daytona last week. 4-6. Back to the top in Martin, who rounded out on the comebacker. Another inch or two to the right might have had himself an infield hit. And he'll take a strike at 88. Gomez needs to take advantage of the lefty-lefty matchup as best he can. First time through the order, 3 walks, a single, and a double for the Cardinals against Gomez. Let's see if he can make a positive adjustment second time through. Pitches away, 2-1. Slashed foul. That'll even the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. And we pause while Jacoby Long has to go pick up that ball.
It was right over the camera well. Look out down there.
How did Ray react? I know the lady in the front row was taken aback.
Ray ducked.
Ray's
Nick ducked over there. Helena, photographer, ducked as well. Everybody ducked down there.
Ray is now standing.
They got out quick.
Be better off sitting. Is that wall to your advantage? 2-2 pitch, a roller out to Ewing. Mets second baseman will field it, throw it low, but dug out by Hernandez. For the out, Hernandez scores from third, and the Cardinals have a 1-0 lead. It's an RBI ground out for Christian Martin.
That ball just hit too slow to have any chance of thinking about going home. Ewing does the right thing, just get the out at first. Early in this game, Palm Beach only up by one at this point.
Early, Mets played the defense back, surrender the run for the out. Their pitcher needs outs, needs them rapidly. As this pitch is swung on and missed, the changeup to Encarnacion. That pitch missed. Ball and a strike. Also on that ground out, Gazdar moved to third base, and he's 90 feet away. Two balls and a strike. Fly ball into left center field, falling fast. Encarnacion has a hit. Gazdar scores, and it's 2-0 Cardinals. A flare off the end of the bat. Encarnacion brings home the second run of the inning.
Well, that one was just kind of perfectly hit. Fell right in the middle of Serrano and Long. And Serrano just doesn't have the speed to have a good chance at that ball. Palm Beach taking advantage of the opportunities they've had all week and doing it again here.
It's not a bad pitch. Encarnacion just went down and got it. It's a good piece of hitting. The inning will continue for Baez, and he swings and misses at a changeup. Now the Cardinals could not cash in on the three walks in the first inning. They get two of the first three on in this inning, and both come around to score. Palm Beach has now scored first in three of the four games. Hard ground ball, juggled by Houck. He recovers, but pulls Hernandez off the bag. And that will be an error on Houck, who hit right to him. Routine play. But multiple times this week now, Houck has had trouble just gathering the ball in his mitt. The drop cost him. He had to rush the throw.
You're not sure what's been going on for Houck. He had plenty of time. And only had to rush it after the bobble, but just has not been able to rein in that ball cleanly. Every time he tries to bring it in, it kind of bounces around in his glove, which is making these throws much more difficult than they need to be.
There's a fly off the end of the bat by Suarez, and that's going to be harmlessly onto the dirt. That's the third error this week by Houck, and it's all based on the juggling. Can't get that ball clean into the mitt. So, Jake, part of the keys of the game was limit the walks and errors. Mets have walked three and made an error in the first two innings. So they are up against it right now. They're going to have to overcome some of the things that usually plague teams. So this ball is fouled away again.
When you look at the scoreboard right now and say, well, it's only two runs. It's still very early in the game. The problem for the Mets, though, is they're going up against a really good pitcher in Palm Beach in Chen-Wei Lin. So, you know, even those few runs, that they're going to have a big effect on this game right now.
It's 0-2 on Suarez, who struck out last time. Double steal again, pitches a ball. Throw goes off of Houck's glove into left field. Encarnacion's going to come home and score, and it's 3-0 Cardinals. We're going to have our second error of the inning as Houck had to jump off the bag and could not rein in that throw from Hernandez. That will be a throwing error on Hernandez, who with a good throw, I think, gets him. So credit for stolen bases for Encarnacion and Baez, and then the errant throw by Hernandez brings in the run. I was just about to say the Mets had made an error and walked three, but none of those had been involved in the two runs that the Cardinals have scored. But now they have. At least the error did. It's the second time the Cardinals tried to pull off the double steal. The first time they were brought back on a foul ball. This time, much better execution. Suarez fouls off another.
I think the Cardinals aware of Perrozzo has had a little bit of trouble behind the plate at times this week with getting throws and getting runners out when trying to steal, and they're taking advantage of it.
1-2 pitch is another foul. Feels like they're all to the same spot. I believe I said Hernandez earlier. It's Ronald's at first base. Sammy Hernandez is the catcher for Palm Beach. Trying to straighten this all out.
They can sneak up on you. Hey, at least you don't have four of them in the game like we had chances earlier in the season.
Another 1-2 coming to Suarez, and he grounds this one to Vargas, who will scoop it clean, though to first, and now the inning is over. But it comes after a couple errors that lead to an unearned run. It's a 3-run top of the second for Palm Beach. That's in the early hole. Beware of alligators, and also beware of Chen-Wei Lin if you're the Mets. He has diced up St. Lucie all season. A 1-2-3, two strikeout first inning on 12 pitches. See if Ronald Hernandez can get to him here. As the Mets trail early. Fastball is outside. Lin, 104 strikeouts in 100 innings coming into the day. This pitch in for a fastball. Fastball for a strike, that is. One and one. Swing and a miss on the off speed. Well, Lynn, amongst qualified players, third in the league with a 3.06 ERA. And trailing Juan Salas's teammate. Mets probably see next couple of days. Hernandez pokes one into left field, falling fast, falling for a hit. Cordoba speeding in but can't make a play. Ronald just throws the bat head out there and dunks a single, and that's got to be a good strategy for the Mets once they get to two strikes. Fight their way on base. This is a very good piece of hitting.
Yeah, really nice job by Ronald Hernandez. There's a reason he's been one of the top hitters on this St. Lucie team all season long. That one fell just fast enough to get down for a base hit.
Pitch misses low. And fifth in the league in strikeouts. A good day today. He can vault to second. And with the lengthy outing today, he can also go to number one in the league in innings pitched. 2-0 pitch to Hauk. and he fouls it off. Now check this out. In the Florida State League, Palm Beach has the 3, 4, 5, and 6th top pitchers in innings pitched. And these guys have just been used all year. Houck swings and misses on the fastball. Davila pitched 4 innings yesterday. Lynn, Juan Salas, Salakul, who threw 5 on Tuesday. Two and two on Houck. And Houck will soar one on the right side. Playable, it appears, for Cross by the tarp. Makes the catch. Second foul out to Cross. Go to the Cardinals' top prospects. Lynn's their 17th-ranked prospect. Their number one-ranked prospect is Weatherholt. Two is Tink Hentz, who was tremendous in this league 2 years ago. Well, they really didn't unleash him, though. Third is Quinn Matthews. He started the year here in Palm Beach. He's currently in Double-A, so that's a rare changeup for the Cardinals. As this bouncing ball goes out to Encarnacion, he retires Serrano for the out. No chance to get Hernandez up at second. Two gone. Mets have a runner in scoring position for one of their better hitters currently going in A.J. Ewing. He's 5-for-10 with home run and 2 doubles this week.
He's been hot at the plate, and he's also done really well when he's lower in the order. Something about being able to watch those pitchers, kind of see what they've been throwing, time things up.
He takes ball one outside. He's also been unafraid to take a walk as well. He had 2 yesterday, and he's got 3 on the week. And now he's in a 2-0 count. Yeah, Quinn Matthews, he's basically the one top-flight pitcher who the Cardinals have moved quickly in their organization. He went 3-1 in 6 games with a 1.47 ERA in Palm Beach before he got the bump up to high A, and now he's in Double A. Good for him. 2-0 pitch, and it's low for ball 3. Now the Mets did not face Quinn Matthews for his promotion. Kind of sad we didn't. Like to see those guys. Lynn doesn't walk very many, and he has walked Ewing on 4 pitches. And that's going to bring the tying run to the plate in Jacoby Long. First and second with 2 down.
Nice job by AJ to show patience at the plate. Drawing a walk is still very helpful for the Mets. You just need base runners in these kinds of games. You extend the pitch count for Lynn as well.
Just the 34th walk in 101 innings for Lynn. Outstanding for a single-A pitcher. Now he's missed 5 straight times, as Long takes this one way off the mark.
Something Mets hitters maybe should be alert of right now is he may have lost that consistent release point that he's had.
Breaking ball grounded right to the third base, and Gazdar goes the short way to second base to retire Ewing. It's a fielder's choice off the bat of Long. Good pluck there by Gazdar, and the inning is over. No runs for the Mets, 1 hit, no errors. 2 are left. We go to the third. 3-0 Cardinals. As we start the third inning, there's a new pitcher on the mound for the Mets. He'll be appearing in your screen right now. That's Kyle Crick, who's on a minor league rehab assignment. Crick signed by the Mets in December, invited to big league camp, but blew out his calf about a week before spring training and has been on the IL all season. He finally got into game action on Tuesday as the starter for the Mets in this series, and he struggled with his command, as you might expect for a guy who hasn't pitched all season. So now he gets a relief appearance, and his first pitch is grounded to Hernandez, who missed it. It's in the right field. Josh Cross aboard. It was hit hard. I just think Ronald judged that wrong.
.92 off the bat. It's a hard hit ball, so a tougher play to make, especially for a first baseman and Hernandez, who doesn't normally play first base.
Over the PA system here, official scorer Bill just said base hit, and the way he said it, it seems sad, like he wasn't quite sure. Look, it was hit hard, missed it, didn't touch it, had to lean for it. That'd be a tough error. Play he tell you probably should make, but it's a hit for Cross, and Cordoba's at the plate. And he takes a ball and then another. Well, this was a big issue for Crick on Tuesday. He only got one out in the first inning. He walked two, hit two. It was a great job out of the bullpen by Irving Cota to clean it up and hold the Palm Beach to one run on no hits. That inning could have been a lot worse, but I'm sure Crick will want to throw more strikes today. This pitch catches the corner at 90. Do have the ABS or no ABS system today. Well, it's working, but in the background. Umpire calling his own balls and strikes. Teams can challenge a pitch they don't like. Have to do it quickly. Mets 0 for 1 in their challenges today. Palm Beach has not challenged a pitch yet. Breaking ball is popped up by Cordoba into shallow center. Jet Williams now on the dirt next to the catch. Easy one for Jet. One away. Well, show the graphic. Show the graphic there, Ellie. Look what we have here. It's back.
Oh, boy.
It is back. We need the power of the oat milk. The power of the oat milk will compel you. The power of the oat milk will compel you.
The Mets have done well. The big win on Oat Milkers Night.
Yeah. And the last time the Mets beat the Cardinals here at Clover Park was Oat Milkers Night, 4-0. We drank oat milk on the air that night. The only other day game recently we've drinking oat milk on the air, the Mets won. We're going to try this again. Mets 2-0 the last two times we've drinking oat milk. They're 0-13 in the last 13 games we haven't. So, cheers. The power of the oat milk will compel you.
Don't let Philip get his hands on that cart. He'll finish it.
It's still good. I think it's better a couple weeks later. This ball is fouled into the stands. Like we did check the expiration date. This is good to go. September 16th. We opened it in late July, so it's still good. Chocolate oat milk. We like the chocolate one better than the regular one. At least I do.
If it works again, we're going to have to save a little bit of it and make sure, because we can keep using it.
It's probably right there. Crick throws to first. Close play. Crosses back in. And Philip, nobody likes the oat milk better than our showrunner, Philip. Get in there, Phil. Watch the computer. Mind the computers. Remember to save some now. Come back today. We're going to have to drink probably from the same bottle, from the same carton. Foul back by Hernandez. Does it hit the spot to you, for you too, Phil? Drinking these out of coffee cups. Whatever works. Crick's 0-2. Misses away. That ball will be chased over towards the dugout by Perozzo. He had to reach for it, but it hit the mitt.
Wild pitch.
So it's going to be a wild pitch, though. Crick Of course, Perosa to reach too far. Takes away a potential double play ball. There's Kenny watching intently. The mayor is not amongst the people. He's past the barricade.
What gets me is the stance that he has when he's hanging up on the rails there. It's just that ready-to-go type of stance.
Time called late by Hernandez. We got the mayor. We got oat milk. There he is. He's walking back towards civilization here. No, at the start of this, he hated when we showed him. Now he demands to be seen for his fans. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. Nice pitch by Crick. Gets the strikeout for the second out of the inning.
Well, there you go. Some oat milk and a beautiful pitch by Crick to get a big swing and a miss from Hernandez. He really chased after that one and kind of stumbled his way out of the batter's box.
And the breaking ball he's been looking to find in this rehab stint. Found it right there. Now Espinosa 0-for-1 with the lineout. Nice play by Ewing last inning. Crick's first pitch, a fastball.
Well, we can't tell Kenny that there's a photo's been taken of him. Because he might make you post that.
He gets enough FaceTime. Hard ground ball foul.
I would venture out to say that he is the most talked about security guard in baseball.
At least in this league. Good breaking ball by Crick. That one might have been even better than the strikeout of Hernandez. It's that frisbee sweeper-type pitch.
And you mentioned it earlier, you know, when you come back from a rehab start, you hadn't played baseball in so long, it's tough to just come right back in there and constantly throw strikes. And Crick struggled early in that first inning, but already a much better relief appearance for him here, starting to throw that ball consistently over the plate.
It's a 2-to-1 strike-to-ball ratio. Good improvement. Breaking ball struck him out. It just kept getting better for Crick in that breaking ball in the inning. Pitches around the leadoff single and his wild pitch. Posts a 0 in the top of the third. The Cardinals still lead 3-0. Welcome back to Kluber Park. Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker with you. It is 3-0 Palm Beach in the bottom of the third. We're getting word that our pregame show was not on the air. We came to in the top of the first. It was a good pregame show. We had an interview with Nick Roselli, who had 2 hits yesterday. Not in the lineup today, but we'll bring that to you tomorrow. We'll show it again. here at Clover Park. It did not rain this afternoon. It came close. Temperature at 80 degrees, overcast, no rain in the future forecast, so good to go today, as we are most days here at Clover Park, all days this year. Perozzo takes ball one. Mets threatened against Chen-Wei Lin. Last inning, he threw five consecutive balls. But then he got the ground out from Long. Now Perozzo skies this one out of play.
The interview as well on the St. Lucie Mets YouTube channel. You can check that out there.
Perozzo, last man in the game to hit. Soars another one left side. This one likely playable. The left fielder Cordoba into foul territory makes the play. And that is the Mets' third foul out today. Just can't seem to square Chen-Wei Lin. Most players have not been able to all season in this league. So that completes one time through the lineup for the Mets against Lin. He shut him out on one hit and one walk. Struck out the first two. Everybody else made contact. So here is Vargas coming off that first inning strikeout. First pitch squirts between the catcher's feet.
For the Mets, you're going to run into pitchers like this. It's happened to them many times this season. But when you're up against a pitcher that is pitching really well, just overall pitching well in the game, the best thing you can do is extend those at-bats and get that pitch count up as quickly as possible to try and get him out of the game.
Pitch is fouled away.
And that goes to taking pitches that are way out of the zone, fouling ones off. Anything you can do to try and fight and stay alive in these at-bats.
Pitch is fouled back again at 95. So it's been a lot of innings for these Palm Beach pitchers who have been here all year between Lynn, Davila, Savakul. Even Kublik. As this pitch misses low. I do wonder, as the season comes towards an end, and the Palm Beach Cardinals are going to the playoffs, the Cardinals ease back off of these guys. 2-2 pitch in there for strike three. It stumps Vargas, who won't challenge it. Third strikeout for Lynn this evening. Second time he's gotten Vargas. We did see Davila. Yesterday he had been a workhorse. First time in a long time he didn't go six innings. He only went four through 73 pitches. I'm curious to see if they dial these guys back and give them some life in the playoffs, as this is lined into left field by Benj, right into the waiting mitt of Cordoba. It's a breezy 1-2-3 inning for Lynn. He's through three shutout innings, and the Cardinals have a 3-0 lead. It's time for the middle three innings, which means it's Jake Ricker time. Brought you the stat earlier, Mets have struggled in the middle innings. Of course, it's not Jake's fault, but today's the day, Jake. They turn it around for you, score some runs, get back into this game.
Today's the day.
I have not handed you the Mets in front or tied like I usually do, so you can kind of put this one on me, I suppose. But bring us back, Jake. Bring us back.
Well, it's a little bit better. Well, for me, Lionel Ovias takes over on the mound here for the St. Lucie Mets. And first pitch he throws, flown into center field, which Serrano is underneath. He'll make the catch. So one pitch, one out for Ovias. And a good start to the inning.
Crick went a scoreless inning in relief. Much better this time for Kyle. I'm sure he's more pleased. The 15 pitches, 11 strikes, 2 strikeouts. Let's see where he goes from here.
Back to the top of the lineup here for Palm Beach. Martin at the plate takes this pitch just outside for a ball. Well, Adam, your talk of the trouble with me in the three middle innings, it's reached all the way to the front office staff as well now. 1-0 pitch misses for ball two. I came into work this morning and the ticket office was telling me that they get concerned when I take over on the play-by-play.
Got to please the masses, Jake.
2-0 pitch. Just misses outside. A long hold from Perozzo. He won't challenge, though. The Mets have already lost one in this game. That's a 3-0 count. The strikeout pitch on Vargas, by the way, where he kind of thought about it, didn't love the call. This is 3-0 pitch. Just find the zone for a strike. I went and looked it up. And it was a really close pitch. I think he would have won the challenge. I zoomed in, and it looked like it did miss. There's a 3-1 misses wide here against Martin, and it's a walk to lead off the inning, or after the first out.
And we often talk about a player when he challenges it, loses it. Was it close or not? But the far less part that's talked about is the player taking a pitch, not challenging it when he should have. You're looking at the situation for Vargas. One out, nobody on. Still early in the game. That's not a critical part of the game.
Pitch is low and taken for ball one here to Encarnacion.
That challenge lost by Perozzo with the bases loaded, two outs. That was a big one back in the first inning, even though it was a miss.
1-0 pitch from Ovias, called strike. Perozzo looks to first, but he'll hold on. There's kind of two sides to that where you look at, was it close? Do you want to risk it? And then what is the situation? A lot of factors that play into when you should and should not challenge. 1-1 runner goes, and the pitch is fouled off out of the ballpark on the right field side. So Martin heads back to first. And Martin finally reaching first base after grounding out first two times he was up. He had been an on-base machine for Palm Beach, always seeming to find a way to end up out there on the bases. 1-2 swung on and missed for strike three. A beautiful slider from Ovias gets in Encarnacion swinging.
Ovias has been on a tear recently. Pitched well up in Daytona. 4 1/3 of one-run ball in that series with 7 strikeouts. Part of a couple of critical Mets wins.
Pitch is dropped in for a strike here to Baez, who is 0-1 so far today. 0-1 with a runner on first. Mets trailing 3-0. Here with 2 outs in the fourth. 0-1 pitch, called strike. And Ovias is ahead 0-2 of Baez. Looking to try and end the inning. No! 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 0-2 pitch misses in the dirt. Count will move to 1-2, but more of a textbook waste pitch there. Try and see if you can get Baez to think about swinging at that one. He did hold up. Tobias would come set. And now a check over on Martin at first. He's back in safely, though, with plenty of time. Tobias, ever since he kind of changed up his pitching motion, had been on that good run and looked a lot better. 1-2, runner goes, swung on and missed for strike three, so the runner will not matter on the stolen base attempt. It's a strikeout for Tobias. That'll end the inning. Palm Beach leaves one stranded. They still lead 3-0 as we head to the bottom of the fourth. Back now here at Clover Park for the bottom of the fourth. Jet Williams will lead things off for the St. Lucie Mets. They try to respond down 3-0. Lynn back out on the mound for Palm Beach. And Williams swings at the first pitch, pops it back up over the roof here at Clover Park. And he's behind 0-1. Williams was off to a good start in his rehab assignment in his first appearance as he fouls this pitch off now behind 0-2. He was 1-for-3 at the plate. Got a nice base hit. Made a couple of nice defensive plays as well. 0-2 pitch. Williams takes a big cut and fouls it off. And that is the important thing to remember in these rehab starts: don't always look at the numbers to determine how much of a productive rehab start it was. Takes this pitch low for a ball. And the key for these guys, especially when they haven't played in a while, is to get those reps, get back into full baseball form. We saw it with J.D. Martinez, who joined the Mets to start the season. And a called strike three on a pitch right down the middle. And Williams is down on strikes for out number one. That'll bring Ronald Hernandez to the plate, who is 1-for-1. He has the one hit for the Mets today. Ronald was batting .272 coming into this game, one of the top Mets hitters on the team, just behind Boston Barrow. Swing and a miss by Hernandez. He's behind 0-1. Barrow with the off day today. And it's his birthday today. Happy birthday to Boston Barrow. The one pitch taken by Hernandez for the first ball of the at-bat. One set and the 1-1 pitch taken outside and is ahead 2-1. What about you, Adam? Are you a guy that would want to play on your birthday, or would you like the off day?
Well,
2-1 pitch fouled off by Hernandez.
Good question, because you think good vibes on your birthday, you got to get a hit, but then again, you don't want to go 0-4 on your birthday.
Right. There's kind of a risk-reward there. I think I'd want to play. I like the good vibes.
Well, it's been a good birthday week, if you believe in that such thing, as Boston's got 6 hits on the week.
Some people like the birthday month. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss by Hernandez. He's down on strikes. It's back-to-back strikeouts to start the inning here for Lynn.
Well, you know, Jake, when you get to my age, you fear the birthday. You just want it to be done. At what age do you say, I don't want to think about this birthday anymore? 29?
I hope 29. I'm going to be looking forward to my birthday no matter what.
When you're 29, you don't want to go 30?
Pitch taken outside by Houck. It's 1-0. Well, you know, you are right. I don't know what the exact age is there. 1-0 pitch from Lynn, and it's a ground ball past a diving Gazdar, and it's through for a base hit. Houck into second, and it's a stand-up double. Colin Houck comes through with a nice line drive ground ball.
That was a screamer right down the line, fair all the way. Lynn has gotten on a roll here, so get him off his mark.
A much-needed double there for the Mets, and now Eli Serrano will have a chance to try and drive Houck in. With 2 outs here in the inning, and the Mets trailing 3-0. Serrano 0-1. Takes this pitch just outside. One ball, no strikes. A 1-0 pitch fouled off. And the count will even up at 1-1. Serrano batting 200 on the season, but has had some big hits. Here in his second week as a St. Lucie Met. One pitch taken on a ball that missed. Good take there by Serrano. That looked like a pretty good pitch from Lynn. 2 balls, 1 strike. And the 2-1 cannot find the zone. So Serrano ahead in the count, 3-1. Three-one pitch flown into left field, but this one will get well fouled. So the count will run full. Well, that pitch that looked good from Lynn, it was a good one. It was in the strike zone, but no challenge from Palm Beach. What a full count now here with 2 outs to Serrano. Payoff pitch. And it's a fly ball high in the air. This one heading to right center, but underneath it and making the catch is Espinoza for the third and final out. So the Mets get a double from Colin Houck with a chance to score, but cannot drive him home. And they leave one stranded as we head to the fifth with the Mets trailing 3-0. Back now for inning number five. Mets trailing 3-0 here on this Friday night. Elias back out on the mound for St. Lucie. First pitch to Suarez is a called strike. 0-1 to start things off for Elias. Working quickly here. 0-1 pitch misses outside on appeal, did not go around. And the count's evened up at 1-1. Suarez 0-2 on the day so far. 1-1 pitch, hard ground ball. This one's fielded by Williams. He fires to first in time for out number one. So Chet continuing to get some work on the rehab assignment. Fields that ball cleanly and picks up the first out.
Some easy ones for him today. They really challenged him at short on Wednesday. Some long range plays to his right, a couple made.
Pitch is a called strike at the knees to Cross, who is 1-for-1. Single and a walk so far today. 0-1 pitch. Foul ball right off the foot of Cross. He's behind 0-2. Here's some rattling below us. That means the launchable cart is going around.
Squeaky wheel.
Elias set in the 0-2. Pitch that misses too high. Nice grab by Perozzo.
There is a shopping cart in existence that doesn't have a wobbly wheel?
I don't think there is. They all do. 1-2 now from Elias. Misses high. Counts evened up at 2-2. A lotcha ball, a popular thing to do here at Clover Park. Fans can purchase some tennis balls, then they head out to the beach house after the game and try to get a tennis ball into a tire ring. 2-2, ground ball, this one fielded by Hernandez. He'll flip to Elias in time for out number two.
Really nifty play by Ronald at first base. Had one earlier, very similar, got by him as he whiffed it on the glove. But this time, I think this was a more difficult play.
And a range over from his left, scoop it, and then as he's turning to look back to first, flip it over to Elias. Both of them very nicely done. So two up, two down. And now this pitch comes inside and hits Cordoba, and he limps off down towards first base.
A nice mini run by Elias with four straight outs after the walk, one out in the fourth. Hopefully he can overcome that, as the Mets have done a good job settling this game down. That tough third inning with three hits, two errors, and all three runs. So they've played steady baseball since.
Runner's going to go. Pitch is a strike. Throw from Perozzo to second is not in time. Close play at second base. Mets fans don't like it.
This is the best throw Perozzo's made all season, but what you don't see here is the tremendous break that Cordoba got. That was a great jump to the point where Elias might have been able to step off. So the fact that it was as close as it was shows you how good of a throw that was by Perozzo.
0-1 pitch swung on and missed by Sammy Hernandez, and he's behind 0-2 now, so a chance for Elias to bounce back quickly despite the stolen base. Now that was a really good throw from Perozzo. There's no question he's had trouble keeping runners off the bases and stealing, but that was a good one. Just a little bit too late. 0-2 pitch. Fouled off. Hernandez just got a piece of it.
Yeah, you know, it's often you look at the caught stealing numbers and you want to pin those on the catcher, but really that was not the case for Perozzo, as a perfect throw. Just Ovias, he's got that new high leg kick now. And Cordoba read that immediately. Was able to get a good jump.
Ovias will come set in the 0-2 pitch. Popped up. Will this one stay playable? Perozzo heading back at the net, and it's just into the stands. So the count will stay at 0-2. Sammy Hernandez stays alive. Elias trying to put up another scoreless inning here for St. Lucie. Gave up 3 runs in the second, but have held Palm Beach since. O-2 pitch, swing and a miss for strike 3. Elias comes through with a big strikeout. Palm Beach able to get a runner in scoring position, but don't leave him stranded. It's 3-0 as we head to the bottom of the fifth. Mets set to bat in the bottom of the fifth here at Clover Park in Port St. Lucie on this beautiful Friday night. A.J. Ewing steps up to the batter's box to lead things off for St. Lucie. Chen-Wei Lin back out on the mound for Palm Beach. First pitch to Ewing is strike. Good fastball from Lin. Now the 0-1, big cut and a miss. Ewing trying to send that one over the wall. He's behind 0-2. Mets with 2 hits in this game. Coming from Hernandez and Colin Houck. O-2, ground ball, that's through for a base hit. Ewing will take a turn and he'll stop at first. He's got hit number 3 for St. Lucie. And a leadoff runner now for the Mets here in the bottom of the fifth. Ewing on first. Jacoby Long at the plate takes this pitch for a strike. Unset in the 0-1. Fouled straight back by Long. Lin set. And the 0-2 pitch. Just outside. Count moves to 1-2. Check over on Ewing at first. He's back in safely. One-two poked into the netting. Foul by Long. So fights off that one to stay alive at 1-2. Long chops this one, and it's grabbed by Martin. He flips to second for one, back to first, not in time. So Long beats out the double play. But Ewing is out at second base. One just off the end of the bat there for Jacoby Long. And Martin made a nice shuffle over to second, but Encarnacion's throw just too late to beat out a hustling Long. And now Vincent Perozzo steps up to the batter's box. Popped out in the third inning in his first plate appearance. Behind 0-1 here. Now a throw over to first as Long is caught in a rundown. He runs out of the base pass and he will be called out. So Jacoby Long caught trying to steal second base. And Lynn, just like that, has cleared the bases. So two outs for Perozzo. One pitch, check swing on appeal, did not go. And the count's evened up at 1-1. Lynn's pitch just misses outside. Good take from Perozzo. Well, Lynn, anytime he's run into traffic, which hasn't been much today, just the three hits from the Mets, he has dispatched the runners quickly. 2-1, swung on and missed. Now it's even up at 2-2. Well, whether it has been getting guys out right after the hits or getting them out on the bases, pickoff of Long, fielder's choice to take A.J. Ewing off the bases. He has not let the Mets get further than second today. 2-2. Swung and missed for strike three. And that will end the inning. So Lynn faces the minimum. Mets still trail 3-0 as we head to the sixth here in Port St. Lucie. Lionel Avias returns for inning number three. He's through two already. No hits, no runs, and three strikeouts. Been pitching well against a very good hitting Palm Beach Cardinals team. First pitch from Elias in the dirt. And it's 1-0 to Espinoza. Espinoza working on an 0 for 2 days so far. And this fastball right down the middle for a strike. Counts evened up at 1-1. Elias now set in the 1-1 on its way. Inside. 2-1 to Espinoza. Two-one pitch, ground ball right up the middle, and it's past a sliding A.J. Ewing and into center field for a base hit for Espinoza. Elias nearly had this one as he tried to reach his glove back around, and A.J. Ewing made a great effort to slide over there to try and stop it from getting to the outfield, but neither player able to make a play, so a base hit for Espinoza. And now Gazdar is at the plate for Palm Beach. Behind 0-1 here, the runner on first and no outs. Runner's going to go. 0-1 pitch misses inside. Perosa will hold the ball and not make a throw. Good jump there from Espinoza. That would have been a really tough play to make had Perosa tried to fire that ball to second. Elias is 1-1 and comes in and nails Gazdar. And he's going to head down to first on the free pass. Slider that just got away from Elias. And now runners on first and second with no out. So the first real jam that Elias has run into. The Mets have been able to hold Palm Beach since the second inning. Top of the lineup now. And Christian Martin, he's going to show bunt, puts it down. It's fielded by Houck. He throws to first. It's in time on a nice scoop by Ronald Hernandez.
Sacrifice bunt, 5-3.
So it's a sacrifice bunt as both of the runners are able to advance up to second and third. And now it is two runners in scoring position for Encarnacion. Infield is going to come in for the Mets. Trying to keep this at a three-run deficit. Check swing and a called strike. And Elias is ahead 0-1. And now a challenge. So I think Perosa was confused on why that was called for a challenge. There was no announcement made, though. 0-1. And this one's flowing right back up underneath the booth. Fan made a play on the hop. There he is. Nice catch. 0-2. Elias set, and the pitch on the way. Poked foul by Encarnacion. I believe our home plate umpire thought there was a challenge that was asked for, but no one was ever officially made. It was a called strike, so the Mets certainly aren't going to challenge it. This is just low. And it's 1-2. And the 1-2 from Ovias. Just outside. Slider that broke a little bit too much. Counts evened up at 2-2. Elias will deliver the 2-2 pitch now. And it's a ground ball, but foul. Just beyond first base. Carson Benj retrieves that ball and gets it back in. Runners on second and third, and now the 2-2 from Ovias. Ground ball, but foul again, this time down the third base side. So Encarnacion in a battle with Ovias. Seventh pitch of this sequence coming up. One out in the inning, and the Mets trailing 3-0, trying to hold two Palm Beach runners in scoring position. Two pitch, fouled straight back. Encarnacion just got a piece of it. Count remains at 2-2. Fias has been going heavy slider. Two pitch, flown up on in the air. Peroza ranging back on the on-deck circle, makes the catch for out number two. Vincent Peroza, a nice job to track that ball down and make the out. And a big out number two that keeps both Espinoza and Gazdar on second and third. And now Ovias needs just one more out to get out of the inning. Prevent any damage from being done. And it's going to be Joshua Baez for Palm Beach. Pitch is in the dirt. Peroso, a nice block to keep it in front of him. And it's 1-0. Baez 0-2 so far today. Baez against the Mets batting .375 in the three games in this series. 1-0 called strike on the inside part of the plate. The fastball from Ovias. 1-1, two outs in the inning, two runners on. And the pitch is low and in the dirt, but kept in front by Peroso. Mets really trying to hold these runners. Palm Beach has that fourth run 90 feet away and really trying to break open this game. Peroso's going to head out to the mound to talk things over here with Ovias. It's been in a long battle. This has been a long inning for the Mets. They've done a good job so far, though, at holding Palm Beach on second and third. Uh-oh, there's Kenny, the mayor of Clover Park, walking around. It was told to me he was reported being seen outside the stadium. He was walking way all over the... He gets his steps in during these games. Patrolling around. The mound visit is over from Peroso, and we're back set to go here in the at-bat against Baez. Two balls, one strike. Ovias set and pitch on the way. Half swing for a strike on appeal. Counts even up at 2-2, so Ovias gets Baez to go around just enough on the slider. 2-2 from Movias. He struck him out. A called strike three. And a big celebration from Lionel Ovias as he holds runners on second and third. 3-0 Palm Beach lead. We head to the bottom of the sixth here at Clover Park. Set to go here in the bottom of the sixth. Chen-Wei Lin back out on the mound for Palm Beach. Top of the lineup for the Mets. Marco Vargas at the plate. Takes this pitch outside from Lin, and he's ahead 1-0. Every time Lin has faced off against the Mets this year. As this pitch is outside for a ball. He's gone 6 innings, 5 innings, and 6 innings. So right on pace for a 6-inning appearance here. 2-0 pitch. Fouled straight back. Vargas gets a piece of it. 2 balls and 1 strike. Mets trying to get back into this game down 3-0. Pitch is taken outside, and it's 3-1. One set, 3-1 pitch on its way. Misses outside, that's ball four. And a walk drawn by Vargas to lead off the inning. So the Mets with an opportunity here in the sixth. Carson Benj is next up at the plate, but first it's going to be a mound visit. Chen-Wei Lin and the rest of the Palm Beach team coming in to talk things over. Chen-Wei Lin has been really good against the Mets all season long, as we've noted, but gets a leadoff walk to Vargas. And Palm Beach wants to make sure that they're able to keep the Mets from getting any momentum here. That'll conclude the Palm Beach mound visit. We're set to resume the at-bat here for Carson Benj. Benj 0 for 2 so far today. Strikeout and a line out. He was 0 for 5 in yesterday's game. So looking for a hit to break out of this mini slump. And he chops the first pitch he sees, but it rolls foul. He's behind 0-1 now. Vargas heads back to first base. There is action in the Palm Beach bullpen just beyond the left field wall out here at Clover Park. So Lynn's day likely coming to a close. Benj grounds it right back to Lynn. He goes to second for one, now to first in time for a double play. Now, you couldn't have drawn it up any better for the Palm Beach Cardinals. It's a 1-6-3 double play. Jet Williams, that's number two prospect on MILB rehab assignment, up at the plate now. Well-executed double play by Palm Beach. First pitch is a called strike here to Williams. He's behind 0-1. Jet 0-2 so far today. And a fly ball into center field that falls for a base hit. Espinoza can't get there in time. And Williams picks up a base hit. That'll bring up Ronald Hernandez now. With a runner on first and two outs. Hernandez 1-2 so far. Looking for another multi-hit game. Hernandez takes this pitch for a strike to start the at-bat. One from Lynn, swung on and missed by Hernandez. It's behind 0-2. Timeout taken by Ronald. He gets his one timeout in these at-bats. Back in now. 0-2, two outs and a runner on first. Mets trailing 3-0. 0-2 pitch. Backs off Hernandez. Lynn will come set. Delivers the 1-2. Pitch that misses high and outside. And the count's even up at 2-2. Two pitch, that'll miss outside. And now Hernandez has put himself into a full count after being behind 0-2. And that'll give Jet Williams the opportunity to run on this next pitch. They're in a full count with two outs. Payoff pitch. Hernandez takes a big cut and a miss. Cannot make contact, so he is down on strikes, and that will end the inning. So the Mets with a couple opportunities but cannot cash in. They still trail 3-0. We head to the seventh here in Port St. Lucie.
New pitcher alert for the St. Lucie Mets in the top of the seventh. Juan Arnaud taking over for Lionel Ovias. What a great job by Ovias. Three shutout innings keeping the Mets in the game. It's no small task as Arnaud starts his night with the strike to Suarez. Second and third, one out. Last inning pop-up strikeout. All three runs for Palm Beach coming in the top of the second. O-1 pitch is grounded up the middle. A base hit by Suarez. He has now hit safely in every game he's played in this week. This is the point in time when the Cardinals this week have started to yank away. So it's going to be on Arnaud in this defense to try to keep it a 3-0 deficit. The Mets are in fighting distance. We believe that Chen Wei Lin is done for the night. By the way, Lin, when he struck out Hernandez, he let out a primal scream. He heard all the way up here in the press box, four floors up. This ball is roped into right field by Cross. Suarez will halt that second, back-to-back singles to start the top half of the seventh inning.
You know, Lin has been pitching extremely well against the Mets all season long. Another quality start here. He's got a 3-0 lead, able to hold the Mets off of any chance for some offense. The pitching staff had done well through these last couple of innings. Had to work a little bit of traffic. Ovias did in the last inning. They'll have to do it again here. This time it's Arnaud's chance to try and get out of a jam.
One thing we know is the Cardinals just keep on coming. They loaded the bases on walks in the first, didn't score. Very next inning, a 3-run inning. They threatened in the sixth, didn't score. Now they're threatening in a big way here in the seventh. So Arnaud and Perozzo talk about it. Broken up by the umpire, Magic. Cordoba at the plate, 0 for 2, hit by a pitch the last time up. No throw back to second. Well, one of our pregame keys to the game was to win the middle innings. It was a push. Nobody scored in the middle innings. Mets have been outscored 29-2 at home in the middle innings in their previous nine games. A pop-up bunt. Arnaud will make the catch. How nearly in the way, but pitcher puts it away. And that's a key first out, a gimme. As Cordoba cannot get down the sack bunt.
Certainly not what Palm Beach wanted there. That one doesn't advance the runners. It's basically a free out for the Mets. And they will gladly take it.
Yeah, now just one good pitch and a ground ball away from a double play. Sammy Hernandez will hit. He's 1-for-3 with a single and two strikeouts. First pitch, ball one.
Adam, I did notice that you didn't mention how during the play-by-play that I took over, no runs were scored. I gave it back to you.
You did.
The same score.
No better, no worse. As this pitch comes inside and hits Hernandez, and it looked like Arnaud fell down on the pitch. And that's going to load him up.
He definitely lost his footing as he tried to deliver that pitch, and as soon as that happened, lost control, and those pitches get away from you. And a tough one to have in this situation as the bases are now loaded with just one out.
Can Arnaud wiggle out of it as he faces Espinoza, 1-for-3 on the night. Starts him with the breaking ball too high. A tapper back to Arnaud. He's going to throw home for the out. Perozzo look around and hold it. So essentially another freebie out. First, it was the failed bunt on a pop-up, and now just a harmless check swing. Easy play at the plate for Arnaud.
Again, the Mets.
A little surprised there that Prozo didn't try to go to first. It would have been close. Maybe he didn't like the angle.
I think it's a smart play by Peroza. The Mets have done well at getting out of jams so far. You don't want that ball to trickle away and have a couple of runs come in to score.
Now Gazdar misses at the 97-mile-per-hour heater.
Peroza has certainly had some good throws, but it's a risky play.
Two singles and a hit-by-pitch in the inning, but no runs. Gazdar, the nine-hitter, has been on two out of three times. Takes a slider for strike two. So he's hit with 97 and then 87 back-to-back. Arnaud, one good pitch away from putting out this threat. And time called by Peroza. The 0-2, breaking ball, missed. Cross at third, Hernandez on second, Espinoza on first base. Arnaud's 1-2, it's a ground ball, right side, Ewing dives. Can't make the play. One run scores. Bench is going to throw to third. The tag. Got him. Two runs are in. Espinoza thrown out, trying to go first to third, and he is down, hurt, grabbing at his shin and ankle. Carson Bench just becomes the latest outfielder to gun down a base runner. So Cross is in. Hernandez scored before the out was made at third. That will make it 5-0 Cardinals as we hit the seventh inning stretch. As we come back to the broadcast in the bottom of the seventh, the new pitcher, Henry Gomez, want to bring you this shot. You can see the runner on third, Espinoza, out before the second runner touches the plate. That is Sammy Hernandez. So it is a RBI single, one run, not two, and it's 4-0. Gary Kendall, the Palm Beach manager, argued this. And as you can see, Austin Matchick waving off the second run. The right call. Sammy Hernandez did not touch home before the out at third base was made. So good call by the umpire. It's an RBI single, only one run, not two. 4-0 instead of 5-0. We've just had a challenge. And Jake, you can bring us up to speed on that.
A challenge by the Cardinals, which they won. So they're 1-for-1 on challenges. Pitch was called a ball and then changed over to a strike. So now Houck's behind 0-2.
So a break there for St. Lucie. A good job by Benj. I don't think he could get the out at home. Got it at third. This breaking ball by Gomez goes up high.
That's a baseball we've seen before where the Mets have tried to get that out at home, haven't been able to do it. Maybe had a chance to at least hold runners from getting any further on the base pass. This time, Benj able to get the out.
2-2 as Gomez misses with the fastball. The first run in the game since the second inning. Now the Mets have to face this tough Cardinals bullpen. And it can't be tougher than Chen-Wei Lin. As this pitch misses for a full count. Lin, 6 innings, a shutout ball, 4 hits, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts. Lin in 23 innings against the Mets this season, 1 earned run.
It doesn't get much better than that.
Broken bat, ground ball up the middle. Colin Houck has a multi-hit game. Broke the bat, but worth the price.
Always nice when you have the broken bat, but you pick up the base hit. And another opportunity here for the Mets, where they've had a leadoff runner on. Has not gone well for them in the last couple innings. Benj had the double play in the sixth. Let's see if they can take advantage here. This is where you're going to need to start scoring some runs and chipping away at that lead.
Eli Serrano takes ball one. Bullpen for Palm Beach has been excellent in this series. As this pitch misses, you had Savakul and Gastelum pitching 7 innings of 2-run ball behind the rehabber Robersa on Tuesday. Really, it was Gastelum, the true reliever. He went 2 perfect innings to close out the game. This pitch is a strike. Sparks pitched a perfect 6th and 7th on Wednesday afternoon. Fonte, 1 run in the final 2 innings. Yesterday, Clemente, Calderon, Watson, and Cuenca combined for the final 5 innings, 1 run. Serrano swings and misses, and it's 2-2. So they just keep throwing out good arms, the Cardinals do. Gomez has spent his season in the FSL. This is his 36th game, 2.65 ERA. Ground ball to first. Cross will go to second with it. Nice catch by the shortstop Encarnacion. Keeps that one from getting away into the outfield. It'll be a fielder's choice for Serrano. Erases Houck off the bases. Potential double play chance. If this throw is better.
I think Palm Beach wouldn't have been able to turn it. They've been so good on the field. They had a similar double play earlier in this game. But definitely a break for the Mets as that throw is offline and just had to be kept and held at second base. And a nice job to not only make that catch, but keep your foot on the bat.
This ball gets away from the catcher Hernandez, and Serrano will scoot up to second base on the wild pitch. A.J. Ewing in a 1-0 count. A.J., a tremendous series, 5-for-10 with 3 walks coming in. And all he's done is get better with the walk and a single today.
Well, it worked out for the Mets there with the wild pitch. They end up still with a runner on second here in scoring position, especially with Ewing at the plate, who's been much better as of late.
Ewing drives a ball in a deep left field, long run for Cordoba. That ball is foul, just missed. Almost off the pole. So close.
man, that was a great swing by Ewing. He got the distance on it, just missed it to the left of that foul pole. Needs to straighten it out a little bit more.
Just a matter of feet. Trying to tuck it into the corner. And he's on a power surge. He's homered in consecutive series last Saturday up in Daytona. Earlier in this week, that huge home run to right field on Wednesday afternoon. Which is inside, two balls and a strike. Ground ball, first base side, Cross fields it into his gut, the throw to first base, Ewing safe! He hustles through it for a base hit. The speed of A.J. wins the day. On for the third time, his second hit. And the Mets are set up with runners at the corners.
Really nice hustle by A.J. Ewing to get over there to first to make that play as close as it was. Beats it out, and now the Mets with a runner on third. That's just one out.
Yeah, that's on Gomez, the pitcher, for not getting off the mound faster. Cross. He did his part. Gomez had one big blow-up against the Mets as this breaking ball is called the strike on Long. A much-mentioned June 28th game. Mets overcoming an 8-0 sixth-inning deficit and winning 10-8. They scored four times off of Gomez in the ninth inning. Down 8-6. And one up 10-8. Otherwise, he's been good against the Mets. That was a rough night for him. It was 2 days earlier. He got a save with a scoreless ninth. Tough in single A to pitch 2 out of 3 days trying to close out games in the ninth inning. Breaking ball outside. Long watches it pass. Jacoby today 0-for-2, a couple of fielder choices. One, two, breaking ball outside. Two balls, two strikes. And more activity in the Palm Beach bullpen. Gomez about to throw his 20th pitch of the inning.
Kind of feels like a turning point chance here for the Mets if they can get a couple of runs in, build some momentum.
And Hernandez will head out to the mound for a visit. Mets down 4-0. This is an opportunity to get that run back at this stage in the game. You know, Palm Beach has more good pitching waiting in the wings. Can ill afford to miss out on a chance to bring home Serrano from third base. I want to come back and win this game. Long swings and misses at the breaking ball and strikes out. A big strikeout for Gomez in his quest for a scoreless seventh inning. That will leave it to Perozzo to try to do something with two down.
Takes away the potential sacrifice fly. It's a really nice breaking ball. Long just swinging right underneath it.
Perozzo takes ball one, 95.
The Mets have had these types of chances throughout this series, just have not been able to cash in.
Ground ball heading up the middle, cut off though by Martin. He'll dump it off to Encarnacion for the out at second base. A fielder's choice. Two in the inning. Mets get a couple of hits but cannot score. They've been blanked by Lynn and now Gomez through seven. defensive changes for the Mets. We have a new pitcher in the game, Anthony Nunez. Former Padres draft pick, then went back to college, pitched for the Tampa Spartans. Great D2 school. Intriguing arm added by the Mets in recent months. We'll face the top of the order, Martin, who just turned that play at second base to end the seventh. Mets have been better against him today. Martin, a couple of ground outs and a sack bunt and a walk. 1-0, an inning, 3 hits, 1 run earned, no walks, no strikeouts, only 12 pitches. A lot of action. This is game number 4 for Nunez with St. Lucie. No wins or losses or saves. 3 hits, 2 runs, and 2 2/3. Rosso a little shaken, but appeared to be okay. Mets went down 3-0 in the second inning. Stayed that way until Palm Beach scored in the top of the seventh. The 2-out hit by Gazdar. Fastball misses. Well, tomorrow is a big one here at Clover Park. It's Harry Potter night, along with the back to school night. All kids K through 12. Getting in for free. And this is the giveaway here. A scarf, we've mentioned it. Harry Potter scarf. After this pitch. Which misses for ball 3. There's the scarf. It's pretty neat, right? Harry Potter on one side. Then on the other. Mets. The St. Lucie logo.
It's also a nice scarf.
Also the Hogwarts patch. It is a nice scarf. It's a little warm for Florida, but I think this looks nice, right?
I usually get 1 month that you can maybe wear it.
Yeah, managed to take this away from Kenny's stash, the 10 that he hoarded away from the fans. So be one of the first 500 folks tomorrow. You can get your Harry Potter scarf. And this is quality material, too. This is, does not appear to be cheap stuff.
No, that is a very, very nice scarf. It's soft and comfortable. Yeah.
This will keep you warm. It will keep you warm if you are visiting. And if you're not visiting and you just live in Florida, the 2 days a year you actually need to be warmed up, this will suffice. So, Martin took a walk. Encarnacion is at the plate now. And he takes a breaking ball away. What house would you be in, Jake, if you were in a Harry Potter? Or do you even know the house?
To be honest with you, I don't know if I remember. I watched the first Harry Potter movie and read the book a long time ago.
Pick off, safe.
I mean, I know there's Slytherin and Gryffindor. I know those two.
Hufflepuff, which are kind of... I don't know how to describe Hufflepuff. That's what I would be. Kind of just in the background, just bebopping along. And, Ravenclaw.
Hufflepuff sounds fun.
Pitches, a strike, though, to second base. The tag, not in time. Pretty good one-hop throw. But it's another stolen base for the Cardinals tonight. Rosso had an excellent throw earlier in the game, but the jump was too good. This was awfully close. But a stolen base nonetheless.
I'm certainly looking forward to Harry Potter night. Even though I'm not a big Harry Potter guy, you know, you're going to have a lot of fun with the... You got the scarf giveaway, you got fireworks, you got the special jerseys, you got all different kinds of stuff. It's going to be a big, fun night on Saturday here at Clover Park.
And kind of our last big hurrah of the season. We do have a series next week at home. We hope folks will come out. We're going to basically redo the Strikeout Hunger Night Tuesday with the Silver Sluggers. You know, it rained 4 hours yesterday afternoon. Probably kept a lot of people away. So the food bank will be back out here on Tuesday. And we'll have Healthcare Appreciation Night on Thursday, First Responders Night on Saturday, and Fan Appreciation Day on Sunday next week. We'll wrap up the home portion of the 2024 schedule. And then it'll be myself and Jake on the road final week of the season over in Clearwater. Radio only. Our feelings will really be hurt if you tune into the Clearwater Bally Live broadcast and don't listen to me and Jake. Really hurt. Ground ball by Encarnacion to third. Hout checks the runner. Good throw to first. Encarnacion retired. Martin stays put at second base.
Adam, I found out we talked about this when Dunez first made his home appearance at Clover Park. A long time ago, I had done an interview with the coach at the University of Tampa, Joe Urso. I did a package on him. And believe it or not, one of the players I interviewed in that package was none other than Anthony Nunez.
He remember you.
He did.
How could he forget?
It's funny, you know, a small world. Both of us in Tampa, then end up with the St. Lucie Mets.
Well, he's rounding into form in this inning. A couple of good fastballs to Baez. It's nothing in two. No 2 pitch, breaking ball misses. That one has not been as sharp as the fastball tonight. Nunez, the 1-2, breaking ball loops low. 2-2. Mets and Cardinals, one of just 3 Florida State League games tonight. Mentioned yesterday that Fort Myers and Tampa sitting out the night at the Bucks-Dolphins game at Raymond James Stadium across the street from Steinbrenner Field. They'll double up tomorrow. And Bradenton and Lakeland postponed due to rain over Joker Marchant Stadium. 2-2 pitch, struck him out. Fastball. 3 strikeouts for Baez tonight after the leadoff walk and stolen base. Nunez has retired the next 2, a chance for a scoreless inning. Just high heat right here, pumped it right by.
Listen, if you don't have the stuff working and can't get a guy to chase at something, why not? Just fire it right by him. Challenge pitch from Nunez, and he won it.
Now Suarez fouls one back. The other 2 FSL games, Dunedin up 6-0 at Clearwater in the 7th. Dunedin trying to go 4-0 in that series. And the big one in the division, Daytona at Jupiter, tied at 1 in the 8th. Daytona trying to go up 4 games on Jupiter and 5.5 up over the Hammerheads in the wild card. Could basically put it to bed over the next couple of days. 0-1 pitch, breaking ball for a strike. Jake, we've talked about it. We're going to go down there, aren't we? We're going to go to Roger Dean for the playoffs. To see these Cardinals and likely Daytona. It's only a 45-minute trip for us. We can watch as fans. As if 130 Florida State League games aren't enough. Throw in some more. 0-2 to Suarez, and he will take it high.
Well, nothing ever beats that playoff experience. Always, you know, fun atmospheres no matter what level you're at.
Maybe we can convince Kenny to go and have him buy us dinner. Main Street Grill across from Roger Dean.
It's a fun little area down there, right across the street from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
Abacoa, great golf course. 1-2 to Suarez. He bounces one to Ewing. AJ, long-range throw is good, and the inning is over. Good inning for Nunez, working around the walk and stolen base to retire 3 straight. Time running out on the Mets. Down 4-0. They'll hit in the 8th when we come back. Henry Gomez back out there for his second inning. The bullpen was warming up behind him as he scuffled at the outset, but did strand two. Now he will face Vargas, Benge, and Henriquez. First pitch to Vargas is a ground ball right side to Martin. Long underhand toss to Krause. Cross for the out. Vargas quiet day 0 for 3. Yeah, Henriquez is going to emerge on deck. Missed it last inning, but Jet Williams did his seven innings in the field, got three at-bats, and Henriquez replaced him defensively in the top of the eighth. Now Benge on an 0 for 8 skid the last two games with four strikeouts and a double play mixed in there. Can he start to get it going? First pitch, he's tied up on the breaking ball. That leg kick and then the high bouncer out to short. The throw in time by Encarnacion. That was a wicked play by the shortstop. And once those high bouncers clear the mound, all bets are off. You be the judge. Safe or out? Too hard to tell. I think you can argue either way. Well, two up, two down in short order for Gomez. Now he faces Henriquez, who's been mired in a slump this week. 0 for 8 in his last two games, and this will be his first at-bat tonight. Lines one, nice stop by Gazdar down to a knee. Good throw across the diamond. And two really nice plays on the infield by the Cardinals, Martin and Gazdar. It's a breezy 1-2-3 eighth inning for Palm Beach. The Cardinals will take their 4-0 lead to the ninth. It's a five-pitch bottom of the eighth inning for Gomez, so not much of a breather for Anthony Nunez out there for his second inning. Tired three straight to finish the inning after a leadoff walk through 19 pitches. Between innings, if you hung with us, you saw the breakfast buffet highlights from prior Sunday games. We're doing the brunch again on this Sunday, final brunch of the year. $30 with a $15 all-you-can-drink mimosa and Bloody Mary add-on. Includes your game ticket, so still room available. You got to go to stluciemets.com, click on the tickets drop-down tab. You can purchase your tickets there. Perhaps if there's a spot or two open on the day of the game, you could ask the nice ticket ladies who blame Jake for the Mets' losses.
Well, I'll say this about the brunch. It's well worth it. We've tried it every time they've had it up here, and it's been really good.
2-0 pitch wraps in for a strike to Cross, who's 2-for-3 at the walk tonight. And that will be the Booth Bites on Sunday. And we do have Booth Bites today. We're going to get to it this inning.
Late night snack?
Yeah, it It is a late night snap, even though it's really only 8:30. Breaking ball for a strike. It's 2-2. This Booth Bites brought to you by the hometown now of Stephen Stamkos, Nashville.
See, you could have said the new hometown of my sister, who's up there, just moved in for college, which is why I was up there.
Swing and a miss as Cross goes down. Good pitching continues for Nunez, though completes the out by Perozzo. But here we have from Nashville, Tennessee, Goo Goo Cluster. Jake, you tell me that these are a thing in Nashville?
They are. It's the official candy of Nashville, which I did not know.
So we have original pecan and peanut butter. I'm from Georgia, so we're going to say pecan. Which one would you like to try,
Jake? I'm going with the original. Got to go with the classics.
I'm going to go with pecan as this ball misses inside. Let's see. This one is the original. There you go, sir.
Thank you.
Where's the pecan? Oh, it says right here on the little pecan. So that ball apparently hit Cordoba, so down to first he goes. Watch us write in our books here. Hernandez will hit. But this pecan one says pecan, caramel, and nougat covered in milk chocolate. Nut cluster. Don't feed this to Trey or Van Allen, our GM. Going to shock. The peanut allergy.
Can't have that. Don't want that.
No, do not want him to go in shock. So. Here we go.
Now, normally you can buy these. They're not in... come cold, but we chilled them a little bit.
Oh, another hit by pitch. Nunez coming too far inside again. Just does Nick Hernandez. So pitching right along, four straight outs, and then back-to-back hit batters on consecutive pitches. All right, here we go. The big bite of the pecan cluster here.
He's thinking. He's thinking hard.
This is a good late night snack. This is.
Swing and a miss there here from Espinoza. He is ahead 0-1.
Chocolate isn't quite overpowering. You definitely get the big chocolate. Just the right amount of caramel and pecan.
It's right up my alley, so I got to get my bite in here.
You get your bite in. I think I do like it better chilled. Oh, he's going to... Jake, what a guy. He turns down his microphone and eats. Nah, I just shove it right in there. They hear me chew. Pop-up foul. Now, the original. What's the original as peanut, caramel, marshmallow, nougat, milk chocolate. A pecan also has marshmallow. Okay, I think I missed that part. This is good. Good stuff from Nashville, Tennessee, the Goo Goo Cluster. Southern treat. Check swing. Goes too far. He's out. First base occupied, but the ball gets away. So Espinoza strikes out, swinging. Cordoba to third. Hernandez up to second. Mets actually catch a break there with first base being occupied because Espinoza likely would have made it safely. Count that as a wild pitch. So after the back-to-back hit batters plus a wild pitch, Cardinals have two in scoring position, but Nunez still an opportunity to escape trouble, but he's facing Gazdar, who's putting together his best game of his young pro career. He foul tips fastball. So this feels make or break. I mean, 4-0, the Mets are right on the fringe of staying in the game. And a hit here, 2-in, 6-0. The way Palm Beach pitches it, that would be too much to ask. 0-1, blows by a fastball. It's been his best pitch. Straight heat, high in the zone.
It's just been a little bit shaky in the last couple of batters, but some nice pitches here. Just needs one more out, one more strike to get out of it.
He's not surrendered a hit. His first eight batters, just the walk and two plunks. 0-2, fly ball, right field, Benj coming in. And he's got it, side retired. Scoreless, hitless appearance for Nunez. Does his part with the scoreless eighth and ninth. Do the Mets have a big bottom of the ninth in them? Stick around and find out. High Home cameraman, Matt, came right into this booth. He's from Tennessee, so he saw us on the TV eating the Goo Goo clusters. So he came right in and got himself one and said we should wash it down with Mountain Dew. I think that would put us both in the sugar shock.
It would. It definitely would.
Probably not something we should do at 8:45 in the ninth inning. Mets batting in the ninth down to their last three outs. Only saw five pitches last inning from Gomez, who's on for his third inning. He can qualify for and get a save, nine-out save here, as he misses low to Hernandez. It's one for three, with two strikeouts.
Adam, I didn't notice on the back of these, there's instructions on how to enjoy it. It does not say wash it down with Mountain Dew.
Matt from Tennessee would tell you that they are wrong for not putting that down. Maybe it just has to be like a health disclaimer. 3-0 coming to Hernandez, and he takes a four-pitch walk. On for the second time, and look, the Mets down four, need base runners. That is a start. Mets trying to avoid a eighth home shutout this year. Palm Beach has pitched it great this week, allowed 10 runs through the first four games, and they've only allowed two runs past the fourth inning, past the third inning. So they just get stronger as the game goes on with this excellent bullpen. It's now ball five as Colin Houck aims to get on for a third straight time. Popped out foul territory in the second inning, but a double into single sense, so two for three. And Gomez gets in the strike zone for the first time in the inning.
Now, Mets do have two challenges still remaining, so if they want to try and use them here, they can.
Breaking ball, hot shot. Oh, what a stop by Gazdar to Martin to first. Play of the night. John Gazdar having a great game. How in the world he stopped that clean? Couldn't tell you. Houck deserved better.
That was 102.8 off the bat. That is such a tough one to stop and then get a clean throw off to second. Really nice defensive work by Palm Beach.
Foot left or right, that's a base hit, and the Mets have the tying run in the on-deck circle with nobody out. Instead, they're down to their last out, and a big cut and a miss by Serrano. You know, hard to be upset if you're Houck. All you can ask for is to hit it hard, and sometimes they just go to spots where the fielders are located. Pitch is inside, one and one.
That's why it's one of the hardest things to do in sports is getting a base hit, because even when you do hit it hard and hit it well, those defenders make plays like that.
Serrano rolls one foul, and the Mets are down to their final strike tonight. Cardinals closing in on the series victory.
And not only is that just a great play and huge for Palm Beach to get to two outs, but it's almost backbreaking for the Mets. You think, okay, you got a runner on first, you're ahead in the count here, have a good chance. And then the double play.
Yeah, you'd be looking at first and second, no outs. And the on-deck circle, Ewing would be your tying run. He's had a great week. Now it's on Serrano just to keep the game going. Gomez, the 2-2 pitch. Missed, fired. It's a full count. By the way, there's still a pitcher in the Palm Beach bullpen, so Gomez, if he wants the nine-out save, I'm not sure they're going to let him pitch past Serrano. Payoff pitch. Strike three, a challenge. The game's not over yet. And it will continue. Ball four.
And that's a really good challenge, obviously, because he gets the win. But even if he didn't win there, you have the two challenges left. Why not use it, especially on a close call? Although I thought that was definitely a ball. Nice job by Serrano.
Yeah, the umpire a little overzealous, perhaps. Matrick's been good tonight. I think that's just the third time he's been challenged. So the game continues for Ewing, and Gomez will continue to pitch, and he misses low with ball one. A.J. trying to make it a four-on-base day for the second time in a week. He did it last week as well in Daytona. So this is a youngster who's really putting his best effort forward this final month of the season. Hard shot, but right to Martin. Another stung ball by the Mets that winds up as an out. This one, the 27th of the game. And the Cardinals beat the Mets 4-0 on this Friday night at Clover Park. They win the game 4-0, and they are up 4-0 in the series. And it's a winning series for Palm Beach for the third time in four series against the Mets. Cardinals, fourth straight day, form the happy high-five line here at Clover Park. It's also the ninth game out of 10, they form the happy high five line between the mound, second, and the dugout at Clover Park. Winning pitcher is Chen-Wei Lin, proved a 4-0 against the Mets in four starts this year. He's 9-5 on the season. Losing pitcher Franklin Gomez, and the save for Gomez, Henry Gomez, as he pitched the final three innings to complete the shutout. Mets will drop to 17-33 in the second half, 39-77 overall. Palm Beach now 36-14 and a whopping 30 games over 500 overall at 73-43. The big red Cardinal machine just keeps on rolling in 2024 in the Florida State League. Cardinals scored all the runs they needed in the second inning. Lynn and Gomez did the rest. We'll recap the 4-0 Palm Beach victory with the postgame show after the break.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park. Adam McDonald and Jake Ricker with you, high atop the action, fourth floor broadcasting booth. You see out to the left, there's a congregation, Mets players, family, friends. And right behind them, the kids lining up to run the bases. Then we'll have launch ball out in left field. Browns crew doing its part on a day where it did not rain when it looked like it would. It's another day, Jake, where the St. Lucie Mets don't have to worry about the rain. We only have, let's see, 8 more home games to go. Can we do it?
Getting almost
closer.
There.
Getting closer. Cardinals win game 4 of this series 4-0 to take a 4-0 series lead. Let's recap it with the highlights starting right now. It was Gomez in the first inning walking 3 but getting out of it. A.J. Ewing makes a great leaping catch here in the second inning, but unfortunately Palm Beach would put together some base runners. They would get their first run here on a ground out. Martin yanks it to the right side to bring home Hernandez for the first run of the ball game. This ball is belted into left center field by Encarnacion, and that will drop down for an RBI base hit as Gazdar, who doubled in the inning, would come around to score for a 2-0 lead. Gazdar, tremendous game at the plate, and even better defensively. The Mets would try to prevent the double steal here, but a throwaway by the catcher Perozzo off the glove of Houck. That is an error into left field. Stolen base, E2, a three-run inning. Ovias, though, big three innings from him. Shutout ball to keep the Mets in the game. What a backup breaking ball this was to strike out Baez, to strand runners at second and third. Very emotional pitch there for Ovias. But even more emotion from Lynn. The primal scream as he strikes out Ronald Hernandez to complete six shutout innings. Palm Beach hadn't scored since the second, but they get one here on a hit by Gazdar. Great play by Benj to get the out at third base before a second run scored. So it stayed 4-0. The Mets, though, were unable to get anything going offensively. The good chance, runners at the corners, one out in the seventh inning, couldn't get on the board. More good plays by the defense for Palm Beach. This time Encarnacion takes away a potential hit from Benj. Houck, 102 off the bat. It winds up as a double play. That's just tough luck. Palm Beach really flashing the leather at Clover Park tonight. And then Ewing, another smoke ball for the first time tonight. Ewing is retired. That one ends the game. AJ had gotten on his prior three at-bats with two hits and a walk. So the Mets, boy, just the tough times continue against Palm Beach. Felt like the Mets played a pretty good game tonight pitching-wise. Just one bad inning on the mound and defensively got them that three-run second inning with a couple errors. But once again, this Palm Beach pitching staff, just too much for St. Lucie.
The Mets did a good job defensively and as the pitching staff, as you mentioned, holding a very good Palm Beach team to just four runs. But really, you credit Palm Beach. And Chen-Wei Lin, who came into this game, goes another six innings. He was dominant again. The bullpen has been fantastic throughout the entire week. And even when the Mets play a pretty decent game overall, they're running into great stuff from Palm Beach. And a couple little mistakes end up looking a lot more costly because Palm Beach is giving the Mets no chance to fight back from these errors.
Yeah, Chen-Wei Lin, really the story of this one and the story of the season series between the Mets and the Cardinals. Four starts for him, four wins. And he allowed one earned run in 23 innings. The Mets will be happy not to have to deal with Chen-Wei Lin anymore. So now it's up to the Mets to try to salvage the weekend, see if they can't get a win over the Cardinals and try to snap what's been a tough stretch here at Clover Park. Mets just 6-22 in the second half at Clover Park. Meanwhile, on the road, the Mets have won 7-10. So we can see if they can channel some of that Roan energy here on Saturday and Sunday. Tomorrow, Harry Potter night. Should be a fun one. We'll bring you the jerseys. We'll bring you the scarves again. Jake got it right there. So should be fun. Fireworks, good attendance. That's all coming up tomorrow. Hopefully the weather will be good. We think it will be. It's another 6:10 first pitch. We'll go airtime on Bally Live at 6 o'clock sharp.
All right, start tossing
your folks, that'll do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Clover, Cardinals 4, Mets nothing. For Jake Ricker, I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Friday night. I hope the rest of you enjoy the remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.